This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has covered a lot of elections over the course of his six-decade career. He found this week's midterm election particularly telling.
President Bush was not on the ballot last Tuesday, but he might well have been. The outcome represented a judgment not only on the commander-in-chief in a sanguinary and seemingly endless war, but the domestic leader presiding over a swamp of sleaze, corruption, and sexual deviation. The names of the accused, mainly Republican names, have become metaphors for unethical behavior in public life. Tom DeLay of Texas, accused of campaign fundraising conspiracy. Ex-Representative Bob Ney of Ohio, the instrument of master lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Ex-Representative Mark Foley, who solicited the attention of teenage congressional pages. And not to be forgotten, close to the administration, the ineffable Reverend Ted Haggard, hypocrite-in-chief, who bragged of representing the evangelicals in dealings with the White House, but also had a relationship with a male escort. All this seemed to be encapsulated in an exit poll representing 56% of voters as believing that America is seriously off track and 58% disapproving of the way that Mr. Bush is doing his job. The late Speaker Tip O'Neill of Massachusetts is supposed to have said that all politics is local. If ever that was true, it is true no longer. It has become the custom, after some elections, to speculate on whether we are witnessing a historic realignment, the creation of a permanent majority. That speculation was especially strong after the Republican sweep of 1994 and the launching of Speaker Newt Gingrich's Contract with America. That era, if there was such an era, appears to be coming to an end. The new slogans are change and new direction. It used to be that it took a presidential election to effect profound change, like the Roosevelt New Deal, the Truman Fair Deal. Maybe America's voted for a course correction this time. Maybe history will judge the Bush era as an interlude, and not a very happy one. This is Daniel Shore.